The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Like Bob on Facebook at facebook.com/BobBurneyLive.
Well, it's not often that I have the privilege of interviewing a prisoner, particularly someone who is actually still in jail. Well, it's my privilege to welcome a dear friend to the program. It's been quite a while since we've talked, and the last time we talked, she was not actually in jail, but my friend is Ann Paulk, president of Restored Hope Network, and she is currently in Facebook jail. Ann, thank you for taking time for us today. Welcome.
Absolutely, Bob. Thank you so much. And you're right, I'm not in actual jail. Very happy about that.
well, me too. But you are in Facebook jail.
Yes.
First of all, tell us about Restored Hope Network. What an incredible ministry God has placed in your hands and heart. Tell us about that, and then we'll get to Facebook jail.
Yeah, you bet. Restored Hope Network is a coalition of Christian ministries. We're happy to claim the name of Jesus because we all focus on that aspect of our ministry. And we're throughout the United States. We have about 50 contact points for people who want to leave homosexuality or transgenderism in obedience to Jesus. We are a transformational ministry, but, you know, in the world right now that doesn't understand biblical sexuality at all, mm-hmm. within sometimes the church as well, these really negative labels have been thrown on simply caring for people who don't want the outcome that the gay community wants. They want people to only go into homosexuality and never leave. And my life is an example of having left the gay life in obedience to Christ. I came to Christ at 19, and right in the middle of my pursuit of the lesbian life, Jesus intervened. I surrendered my all to him. That meant everything about me, including sexuality. And over time, this incredible process of sanctification and regeneration, mm-hmm. that's actually part of the Christian gospel, God did work in deep inside my soul so that I was able to look at life differently. He turned it right side up in a whole bunch of ways. And he realigned my sexual desires with what he always intended in Genesis 1, mm-hmm. Genesis 2 and 3. So, you know, God is good. He's able to do more than we can ask or think along the lines that agree with his word. And he's doing that around us even now. In spite of the world's harassment, saying you're doing so-called conversion therapy. Conversion is actually a great Christian term.
Sure.
Conversion therapy together is the meaning of that, really, in the world right now, is some form of abusive physical or psychological traumatizing thing that you're trying to coerce someone to leave homosexuality. That is not at all what's going on with our ministries, but we get labeled with this horrendous stuff because it's the talking points that they've come up with.
Yeah.
So that's why we're in Facebook jail.
Yeah, I might mention that Anne has a distinct Columbus connection as well.
I do. Yeah. That's right. Mother-in-law, having lived in Columbus, and she unfortunately passed away there.
Yeah.
So
a dear friend of ours, by the way.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. What got you into Facebook jail?
Well, we had an amazing conference this summer. It was online, but I wasn't real enthused about an online conference, but it turned out it was amazing. And one of our board members took screenshots, took pictures of our conversation we were having online and added quotes from the different times people were talking. And they were really good. I mean, one quote, it's simplistic. It's almost a soundbite sort of thing rather than the whole view of what I was saying. But was relational deficits need relational solutions. Homosexuality is a relational deficit that needs a relational solution. And people often overlook that. And that's why we exist, is we offer the human element of the body of Christ coming alongside of men and women who are grappling with unwanted same-sex attraction. And it's usually in that crux that lives begin to change. It's right in the middle of this incredible dynamic. James talks about it. Peter, confess your sins to one another.
Right.
And pray for each other that you may be healed is one of the verses, one of many, that refer to actually the body of Christ being directly involved in soul deep pain or trauma being overcome. And so that's what we do. That was one of the quotes that got us.
So there was no screenshots of God hates fags.
No.
Screenshots all homosexuals go to hell.
No, not at all. In fact, we don't want people to go to hell.
Yeah.
we're offering something that if they want help, they can find it with us. And that's all. And yet, there's no coercion. There's no imposing on someone else. Look, if you have a different point of view, that's your point of view. But as far as scripturally goes, aligning with God's plan for human relationships and sexuality is important. Just like not engaging in adultery. It does destroy families. It destroys marriage relationships. Well, homosexuality, like other sexual sins, it's just one of many. It does go about destroying the inner person because God defines it as sin. It's outside of his plan. His plan was for male and female in a covenant relationship over a lifetime. And that's what builds small units called families. It's a natural outcome. A funny thing, Bob, I mean, this is just kind of ironic to where we've gotten as a culture, but brilliant people from Ivy League colleges studied material that people submit willingly to the genetic studies, like 23andMe and I forget the other, Ancestry.com and things like that. Mm-hmm. They give a lot of genetic information to these companies to get information back. Well, 500,000 people who said they were gay, they studied the genes of to look for a gene that said that you are gay. There is no gay gene.
Right.
It became clear. But the researchers ironically said, you know, one thing we noticed is that homosexual coupling doesn't produce many children.
Wow.
You're from MIT and Harvard and all these other big places, and you don't understand why two women or two men cannot make children.
Mm-hmm.
What is wrong with this picture?
Yeah.
Have we lost understanding of biology? Human biology, egg and a sperm, it takes that, along with other things, to make a baby.
So, and Restored Hope Network posted screenshots of your conference.
Yes.
In response, what did Facebook do? Was to you personally, to the ministry? What did they say to you? What have they done? How did you get in jail, and what does that mean?
Well, they have claimed, and we don't know what's coming up next, but Media Matters, a left-leaning media watchdog group, called for our removal. So far, they haven't removed our page from the wall, but they have removed some posts. It took a week for that to happen. We're responding by saying, Facebook, please keep our page there. We have a call to action page on our website, restoredhopenetwork.org, under press. P-R-E-S-S up at the top of our page,
mm-hmm.
and it has a call to action to simply email or contact Facebook through Twitter or on Facebook itself, asking them to keep our page alive. As we know with our friends that have experienced this, they often do a couple of posts first, kind of try the ground, and then they remove something altogether.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you know, 20 years ago, who would have cared? But these days, 2 billion people are on this amazing platform called Facebook.
Yeah.
Who also owns, by the way, Instagram and WhatsApp. So if you're eliminated from one of those, you end up getting eliminated from the public square, essentially. So we've not had any other things censored until this Media Matter group called for a removal. The UN expert on sexual orientation and gender identity laws, he's a gay man, he's named Victor Borlos. He has a Facebook page, and his strategy is essentially to say that anybody who says that homosexuality is transgressive or sin in nature, the person who hears that can claim reparations. They've been violently damaged by that information.
Wow.
Meanwhile, they throw in these other things of accusations that they never name exactly who they're accusing them of, who the accusation's against. It's just this general accusation thrown at everybody. But horrible stuff. I mean, torture methods and things like that.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, but if there's something like that going on, they should prosecute them.
Sure.
Forget about doing a Facebook war.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
We're talking with Ann Paulk, president of Restored Hope Network. We need to take a break, and we'll be back. Telephone number 877-BOB-LIVE. Again, we will return with Ann Paulk, president of Restored Hope Network, in just moments.
Follow Bob on Twitter at twitter.com/BobBurneyLive.
And we continue our discussion with Ann Paulk, president of Restored Hope Network. Who is at least partially in Facebook jail. Facebook has removed some of their posts saying that they, quote, violate community standards. And I can't even believe I would have a person like you on my program. You know?
Neither can I. Oh, my goodness. if their accusations were true, anyway.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. They said we were using hate speech and that...
Jesus loves you and can change your life.
Right.
Yeah,
voter
hate speech.
Suppression. I wonder if they're playing back at themselves. I don't know. I have no idea what they're talking about. I mean, it's so far out of left field. I want people to vote. Hey, anybody listening here, even if you disagree, please vote.
Yeah, amen.
So there you go.
There is a move to make you illegal, Restored Hope Network. There are ordinances across America already in place that makes so-called conversion therapy illegal. And what I find, Anne, incredibly interesting is that it's just one way.
Right.
A counselor can take a straight kid and encourage them to become homosexual, but they cannot take
it. That's right.
Yeah, or they can't, but they can't take a confused kid who says, I don't like these same-sex attractions, and just help them. But anyway...
Right. It's a one-way route.
Absolutely one way. But some are waking up. For instance, New York City. New York City had the ordinance on the books, and because of the work of a Jewish rabbi, they have reversed themselves. So what is the trend across America that you are seeing concerning this effort to make simply counseling people who are confused about their sexuality illegal?
Well, I'm finding that the trend is growing, especially with buy-in from folks on the left. Some of the largest leaders of the Democratic Party were cheering on the desire to ban Christian books and materials in California that didn't pass.
Right.
I mean,
yeah.
They were literally mad at the guy who didn't put the final bill in.
Yeah.
They swore at him. We saw the text.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Like, what? Okay. Interesting. Well, what I'm seeing happening here is it's not just in the U.S. This maligning, this they're building up a false argument deliberately, adding in torture type things, because of course, who wants torture? I don't.
Right.
But being able to talk with somebody, being able to talk with a professional counselor, a pastor, or a layperson, all of those they're looking at banning. They consider that the same as torture. So
right.
If you read carefully, you'll see that. In the U.S., it's predominantly only related to minors right now. So we can still minister to people by ministering to the parents who can minister to their kids, right?
Right.
But that in Canada is being actually enforced for the entire nation for adults as well coming up. They've passed a few regional, very large city bans on so-called conversion therapy, where actually the state in Canada is dictating to the church what beliefs they may have.
Right.
And if you violate those beliefs, so it's state-enforced belief, if you violate those by praying for somebody who's saying that they want to overcome same-sex attraction, just saying, praying for them to have endurance when temptation comes or mm-hmm. whatever, that would be considered conversion therapy. You have someone who's married who's cheating with someone of the same sex, and you're praying for their marriage to make it and to support that couple. Guess what? That's called conversion therapy. You have a child who comes into your office as a pastor or a counselor or just anybody, and they're confused about whether they're a boy or a girl, but you know that their biological self is such and such, and you're trying to encourage them to embrace their physical body and have unity between the body and the mind. And guess what? That is called conversion therapy.
Mm-hmm.
So that this is happening, this push is happening around the entire world. The UN focuses on a global ban at this point. Their gay expert on sexual orientation and change or gender identity has come up with essentially equating horror things that we don't have any validity behind the stories to beliefs that
Our time is running out. I knew it would go very, very quickly. Very quickly, how can our listeners find out more about and help Restored Hope Network quickly?
Well, I'll tell you, if they look us up on the web, restoredhopenetwork.org, that would be ideal.
restoredhopenetwork.org. Pray for Ann Polk. She is really under attack, and her ministry as well. God bless you, Ann. Bobberty Live will continue.